Evening's discussion is the crest jewel on a Vaishnava. You know what a crest jewel is?
I know jewel.
Crest jewel usually refers to a jewel on the forehead. As is typical, the people who most need to hear this or be part of this discussion this evening are not here. I'm reminded of a story I heard about a man who was very famous at giving motivational seminars to big companies. So he was introduced by the president of the company to many hundred employees in an auditorium where he was supposed to speak. So the president said, "Stephen is going to talk to us tonight about how we can communicate better and how we can develop better relations and develop a better attitude towards working with one another." And then the president said, "In my estimation, many of you really need this." And then he started the discussion and he himself walked out the door. The actual fact was he was the one who needed it more than anybody. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared some 500 years ago and he appeared as Krishna himself in the form of a devotee. He said, "I have come to teach apani achari bhakti shikaimu sabare by my own personal example." Srila Prabhupada was the best person I can think of in this regard. Especially in the very early days, but throughout his life, he would personally do, or he would not ask any of his disciples to do something which he was not ready to do himself.
Posebno u prvim danima, ali i kasnije, tijekom cijelog svog života, on nikada nije od učenika tražio nešto što on sam nije bio spreman učiniti.
And when a disciple did not know how to do something properly, he would get right in beside the disciple and show him how to do it properly.
kada učenik nešto ne bi znao pravilno napraviti, onda bi Prabhupada stao do njega i pokazao mu osobno kako da to učini.
Whether it was putting on tilak or making chapatis or adding chants to a doll or washing the floor.
Bilo da je bila riječ o tome kako staviti tilak ili napraviti čapatije ili kako napraviti začine za dal ili oprati pod, svejedno, sve to što je Prabhupada osobno mogao pokazati.
Srila Prabhupada had this crest jewel.
Srila Prabhupada je posjedovao taj krunski grabu.
There are many bhushana or many ornaments that a sadhu has.
Sadhu ima puno ukrasa.
A saintly person, because of his dedication to the service of the Lord, he becomes free from lust, anger and greed.
Zbog svoje posvećenosti služenju gospodina, sveta osoba se oslobađa požude, pohlepe i gnjeva.
And he's a very nice person to associate with.
I zato je takva osoba, osoba s kojim se jako lijepo družiti.
Srila Prabhupada was asked how his disciples, how his followers would be recognized.
Srila Prabhupada su pitali kako se mogu prepoznati njegovi sljedbenici, po čemu se mogu prepoznati oni.
And a simple qualification was, he said, they will be perfect gentlemen.
I osnovna njihova kvalifikacija, rekao je Srila Prabhupada, je ta da će se vidjeti da su njegovi sljedbenici po tome što će biti savršeni gentlemen.
So all the ornaments, bhushana, the bhushana bhushanangam, the ornament of all ornaments, is this crest jewel.
Toga je ukras nad ukrasima, taj krunski grabovi.
Now the word crest jewel comes up in Srila Prabhupada's books in a number of different references.
Na različitim mjestima u Srila Prabhupadovim knjigama pojavljuje se taj pojam krunski grabovi.
The very first reference is to Hiranyaksha.
Prvi put kad se spominje je u vezi sa Hiranyakshom.
Who, of course, is a great demon and is actually trying to kill Lord Krishna.
Koji je dakako veliki demon, zapravo pokušava ubiti gospodina Krishna.
So he's referred to as the crest jewel of all demons.
I onda se na njega odnosi taj pojam da je najbolji ili krunski dragon među svim demonima.
But as you all know, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were the first incarnations of Jai and Vijay, and therefore they were not actually demons, but they were gatekeepers of Vaikuntha.
A zapravo, kao što već znate, Hiranyaksha i Hiranyakashipu su bili prva inkarnacija Jaya i Vijaya. Zapravo nisu bili demoni, već su bili čuvari ulaza u Vaikuntha.
Another nice reference to crest jewel is when the gopis are dancing with Krishna in the rasa dance.
Još jedno mjesto gdje se spominje taj pojam krunskog dragulja je kada gopije plešu sa Krishnom za vrijeme rasa plesa.
So some of the gopis are single cowherd girls, but others are married cowherd girls.
Neke gopije su neudate pastirice, ali neki su udate.
But all of them are so attracted to Krishna in a spiritual way, which includes every way, that they want to become Krishna's maid servant.
Ali svih njih toliko privlači Krishna na duhovan način, koji zapravo uključuje sve načine, da oni žele postati njegove sluškinje.
So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the commentary on a verse from the Gopi Gita, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur paraphrases a discussion between the gopis and Krishna.
U komentaru na stikšila o Šrimad Bhagavatama koji govori o Gopi Giti, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur spominje, odnosno prepričava taj stik.
So the gopis are saying that they want to become Krishna's maid servant, and Krishna says, well, how much will I have to pay you? And then the gopis respond that you have already paid us more than we could ever expect in millions of lifetimes just by your sweet smiling. So then Krishna gets very moral and he says that you are all married, how can I accept you as my maid servants? Your husbands will get very upset. So then the gopis respond that you are the crest jewel of all religious personalities, but you are talking like this to us, but it is you who have stolen away Lakshmi from Narayan and captivated her in such a way that she only wants to remain constantly on your chest.
Sad nama sad ovako govoriš, ali ti si taj zapravo koji je ukrao Lakshmi od Narayana i tako si je zarobio da sve što želi je samo ostati neprestano na svojim grudima.
So Lakshmi is the eternal wife or the eternal consort of Narayan, but here she has become the hairs on Krishna's chest.
Lakshmi je vječna družica Narayana, ali ovdje je postala zapravo dlake na Krishnim grudima.
A lot of the references in Srila Prabhupada's books refer to Krishna as the crest jewel. For example, when he was entering Indraprastha, if you remember, the Pandavas were cheated by the Kauravas of their rightful city, Hastinapur, and compensation, you can say, Dhritarashtra gave them this area where they could rule, but the area was totally desolate. It was like a desert. It was under a curse of one Muni.
Ako se sjećate, Kurui su prevarili Pandave i otali su im njihov grad Hastinapur, na koji su oni imali pravo kao prijestolnicu. I za uzvrat su dobili to područje koje je bilo pustinsko područje zbog kletve Munija.
But by Krishna's mercy, the Pandavas were able to transform the whole area into a heavenly forest, a heavenly garden, and it rivaled the kingdom of Indra in heaven. It was so beautiful.
Ali Krishninom milošću Pandave su bili u mogućnosti preobraziti taj travelik u rajske vrtove koji su se mogli takmičiti sa Indrinom prijestolnicom, Indrinom prebivalištem na rajskim planetama.
And Maya Danava constructed such a wonderful city that there was no equal to it anywhere in the earth.
A Maja Danava je stvorio tako prekrasan grad da mu nije bilo ravnoga nigdje na svijetu, na zemlji zapravo, na zemlji.
So when Krishna first came to see the city, Indraprastha was called, when he first came to see it, when he entered Indraprastha, all of the followers of the Pandavas, the Kurus, they all came out to see him because he was so famous and so beautiful and so wonderful.
Kad je Krishna prvi put došao vidjeti taj novo sagrađeni grad koji se zvao Indraprastha, onda su svi njegovi sljedbenici Pandava, svi Kurui su došli da bi ga vidjeli jer je bio tako prekrasan.
So at that time also he's referred to as Shikhamani or the crest jewel.
I onda se i tom prilikom se o njemu govori kao o krunskom drakulju.
There was a demon named Shankachuda who attacked Krishna and Balaram, and while they were singing beautiful songs, and the gopis became completely stunned by the music they were playing. It was so attractive beyond any mundane idea of music. It was just completely heavenly, transcendental music.
Postoji jedan demon imenom Shankachuda koji je napao Krišnu i Balarama dok su oni svirali neku glazbu koja je bila predivna i opčarala je sve gopije. Toliko je prekrasna bila ta glazba iznad svakog svjetovnog poimanja.
So at that time Shankachuda attacked the gopis and frightened them and then ran away.
Shankachuda je tada napao gopije, prestrašio ih je i pobjegao.
So Krishna went after him and chopped off his head. And he had a crest jewel on his forehead, so the crest jewel came with his head.
Krishna je pojurio za njim i odsjekao mu glavu, a Shankachuda je na čelu nosio taj dragulj i onda kako mu je skinuo glavu, tako je otišao i taj dragulj.
There was another great demon named Shalva who also had a crest jewel. Everyone is fond of jewels, right? I mean,
postoji još jedan veliki demon imenom Shalva koji je također imao takav dragulj. Svi privlače dragulje, da ne?
And especially demons like to decorate their bodies with so many jewels and ornaments, gold and pearls and.
Posebno demoni vole ukrašavati tijelo sa puno dragulja, zlata, bisera.
No matter what you do, the body's still a lump of mucus, bile in the air. It's so crazy what we do to try to make the body beautiful and to enjoy the body, because it's actually a parody on reality.
Suludo je sve to što činimo kako bismo ukrasili tijelo i uživali u njemu, zato je ono zapravo parodija stvarnosti.
I mean, you can imagine going to the latrine and decorating with garlands and jewels and ornaments and what is there in the latrine but stool and urine?
Možete li zamisliti čovjeka da ode u zahod i ukrasi ga sa svjetnim djencima, sa draguljima, sa nekakvim zgodnim uresima? Šta ima tamo u tom zahodu osim izmeta i moguće?
Anyway, Shalva was one of these big demons, and he actually attacked Dwarka in a giant airship that he had constructed that would make an F-117 look like a paper toy. You know what an F-117 is?
Okay. Shalva je bio veliki demon koji je napravio letjelicu pomoću koje je napao Krišnu, koja je bila takva da ovi suvremeni avioni izgledaju poput papirnatih igračaka.
It was a giant airship, practically the size of a small city, and it could fly anywhere in the air that Shalva would think of. He didn't have to, you know, turn it, didn't have to have power steering or anything. He'd just think over there, and it would go over there.
Nije treba upravljati njome, već bi bilo dovoljno da zaželi da ide na onu stranu, onamo i letjelica bi okrenula tamo.
And it actually could become invisible to all radar and to all eyesight and everything.
A mogla je i postati nevidljiva za sve radare ili za pogled.
So he happened to attack Dwarka just at the same time as the Pandavas were being cheated of their kingdom and Draupadi was being insulted by the Kauravas.
I on je uz pomoć te letilice napao Dvaraku istodobno kada je Pandavama oteto njihovo kraljevstvo na prevaru, a Draupadi su uvrijedili na tom kupu.
So that was the reason why Krishna was not at that gambling match to save the Pandavas, because he had to be in Dwarka to kill Shalva.
To je zapravo bio razlog zbog čega Krishna nije mogao prisustvovati tom kockarskom okršaju i tamo i tu odmah spasiti Pandave, zato je u to doba morao biti Dvaraki i boriti se protiv Shalva.
And Shalva had a crest jewel on his head, which Krishna again chopped off his head. And
Shalva je imao taj krunski dragulj na svojoj glavi koju je poslije Krishna otkinuo brezom.
Srimati Radharani is another name for her is Shiromani, or the crest jewel of Ladini Shakti.
Još jedno ime za Srimati Radharani je krunski dragulj Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti is Lord Krishna's internal pleasure potency.
Ladini Shakti je Krishnina unutrašnja moć uživanja.
Just like we have Tamagun, Rajagun and Sattvagun, which governs the material world, in the spiritual world there is Ladini, Sandini and Samvit potencies which govern all energy in the spiritual world.
Kao što mi imamo Rajagunu, Tamagunu i Sattvagunu koja vladaju u materijalnom svijetu, tako u duhovnom svijetu postoje Ladini, Sandini, Samvit energija koje vladaju duhovnim svijetom.
So Radharani is the essence of Ladini Shakti or Mahabhava, the highest stage of ecstatic devotion to Krishna.
Radharani je srž Ladini Shakti ili Mahabhave, najvećeg stupnja predanosti Krishni.
Only Lord Chaitanya and Radharani exhibit these symptoms of Mahabhava. No other living being can manifest such ecstatic loving symptoms.
Samo gospodin Čeitanja i Radharani pokazuju te simptome Mahabhave. Nijedno živo biće ne može pokazati takve simptome zanosa.
So she is the crest jewel of all Krishna's lovely consorts.
Ona je dakle krunski dragulj svih ljubkih Krišninih družica.
Someone was telling me today about a man here in Croatia who wrote a book or some article. Was it a book or an article?
This is from Serbia.
Huh?
It's Serbia, actually,
not
in Croatia.
Okay, it wasn't in Croatia. It's okay. it was the Serbs again.
Netko bi danas pričao nešto o nekom čovjeku koji je napisao neku knjigu ili članak. Šta je to zapravo bilo?
Was it a book or an article? Essay. So he had read our books and he was criticizing Krishna and he was stating, how could anybody believe in such a personality?
On je pročitao naše knjige i nakon toga je kritizirao Krishnu, govoreći, kako je moguće da itko povjeruje u takvu osobu?
Someone who had 16,000 wives, who could believe such a thing?
Ko može vjerovati da postoji osoba koja ima 16,000 žena?
So naturally the answer comes, well, would you believe 15,000?
Prirodno odgovor na to je,
Would you believe 5,000? What limit do you put on God? He mentioned in his essay that Krishna killed some people.
U tom svom eseju, čovjek je spomenuo da je Krishna ubio neke ljude.
But Krishna didn't kill some people, he killed so many people.
Ali Krishna nije ubio neke ljude, on je ubio tako puno ljudi.
In fact, he was responsible for the whole Kurukshetra war.
I zapravo je on taj koji je odgovoran za cijeli rat na Kurukshetru.
He told Arjuna, Nimitta Matra Bhavya Savyasachin. Arjuna is known as Savyasachin. So he said, Arjuna, you just become my Nimitta Matra, my instrument.
Arjuni koji je postao Savyasachin, rekao je, postani samo moj instrument.
I've already killed all these people. It has already been done. I have done it. Krishna says, Mrityu sarva haras chaham. I am all devouring death. Kalosmi bharatarshava, time I am, the destroyer of all things. What do you expect God to be? You give us your description. What is he? He's got a house somewhere in Serbia, and he has a bank account and three kids and a mortgage, and is that God?
Recite nam vi, kako si vi zamišljate Boga, kako bi trebao izgledati? Ima neku kuću negdje u Srbiji, ima račun na banci, troje djece i neki zajam za otplaćivanje hipoteku, što li?
The Vedas give a very wonderful description of the kingdom of God, but people who are mudhas, foolish, they can't understand.
Vede nam daju prekrasan opis kraljevstva Božjeg, ali ljudi koji su budalasti ne mogu to shvatiti.
Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto. They don't know about my supreme abode.
Oni ne poznaju moje vrhovno prebivalište.
You ask people, well, where does God live? What is his kingdom? And they say, oh, in the sky somewhere.
Ako pitate gdje Bog živi, gdje je njegovo kraljevstvo, ako to pitate ljude, oni će reći, pa tu negdje na nebu.
But when the Vedas give a very beautiful and detailed description, people say, who can believe this?
Ali kada u Vedama pročitaju prekrasan i vrlo podroban opis toga, onda kažu, ma ko u to može vjerovati?
They can't understand how Krishna can come to this material world and act just like a cowherd boy.
Ne mogu shvatiti kako Krishna može stići u ovaj materijalni svijet i ponašati se kao pastir, kao pastirić.
One of the more controversial parts of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Brahma Vimohan Lila.
Jedan od najkontroverznijih dijelova Srimad Bhagavatama je Brahma Vimohana Lila.
But as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we accept this Brahma Vimohan Lila, where Krishna actually bewilders the secondary creator of the universe. He can't understand how this little coward boy can be the origin of everything, including himself.
Ali kao Gaudiya Vaishnava mi shvaćamo kako Krishna u toj lili zbunjuje drugostepenog stvoritelja svemira, koji jednostavno ne može shvatiti kako to Krishna može biti, koji je izvor njega i svega ostalog, može biti taj mali dječak spasiti.
So Krishna has many wonderful goddesses of fortune who are serving him, and the chief of all those consorts is Srimati Radharani. She's the crest jewel.
Krishna služi puno prekrasnih božjih potreća, a kraljica svih njih, krunski dragulj među svima njima je Srimati Radharani.
Another example is given of King Kulashekar.
Dan je još jedan primjer kralja Kulashekara.
King Kulashekar was one of the 12 Alwars in the Sri Sampradaya.
Alwar.
A-L-V-A-R. In the Puranas, Padma Purana, it is stated that Sampradaya Vihinashe Mantraste Nishpalamata. One must receive instruction, including mantra, through disciplic succession.
U Padma Purani je rečeno da upute, uključujući i mantru, trebamo primiti kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
The original guru and the only guru is Krishna.
Izvorni guru, jedini guru je Krishna.
Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Chaham. He's the source of all knowledge. He's the compiler of the Vedas and he's the goal of all knowledge.
On je izvor sveg znanja, on je sastavljač Veda i on je cilj sveg znanja.
He's the Adi Purusham, the original person.
On je Adi Purusha, izvorna osoba.
So he comes down to us through disciplic succession.
On se nama silazi kroz učeničko nasljeđe.
There is no other way to satisfy Krishna but by worshiping his devotee.
Nema drugog načina da Krishni pružimo zadovoljstvo nego da obožavamo njegovog bhaktu.
So there are four in this Kali Yuga, there are four bona fide Vaishnava lines of disciplic succession, and anything outside of those four is simply srama eva hi kevalam. It is simply a useless effort. You cannot get any knowledge there.
U Kali Yugi postoje četiri vjerodostojna niza tog učeničkog nasljeđa, a sve izvan ta četiri niza je samo beskoristan trud koji nas neće nikuda dovesti.
So although Ramanujacharya is the most famous personality in the Sri or Lakshmi Sampradaya, he appeared in the 11th century AD.
Iako je Ramanujacharya najpoznatiji u Sri ili Lakshmi Sampradaji, on se pojavio u 11. stoljeću.
By the way, Sri does mean Lakshmi, and dhar means one who holds. So if anybody has any extra Lakshmi, they can see me after class.
Shri zapravo znači Lakshmi, a dhar znači onaj ko drži. I ako neko ima viška novca, može mi se javiti kod predavanja.
Shri dhar, right?
Jer je njegov ime Shri dhar.
So the Alwars were actually before Ramanujacharya. There were 12 of them.
12 Alvara je bilo prije Ramanujacharya.
They were all great Vaishnavas in the bhakti tradition. They were great poets. One of them, Andal Alwar, was a woman. And three of them were kings.
Svi su bili veliki Vaishnave, mnogi su bili pjesnici, jedan od njih Alvar je
Andal.
Bila je jedan od njih bila žena.
She was actually a very great devotee and
a troje od njih su bili kraljevi.
So King Kulashekar was approximately in the 9th century, I think. It was 9th century AD, so he was just a little bit too, he was number 10, Alwar number 10. He was just before Ramanuja.
Kulashekar je se pojavio negdje u 9. stoljeću. On je bio 10. Alwar, tako da je bio negdje neposredno prije Ramanuja.
So like all of the Alwars, he wrote many things, and one of his most famous books is called the Mukunda Mala Stotra.
Poput mnogih drugih Alvara, on je puno pisao. Jedno od njegovih najpoznatijih djela se zove Mukunda Mala Stotra,
which was commented upon by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and was also praised very highly by Srila Prabhupada. It is a very beautiful work in praise of Krishna.
Inako je komentar napisao Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, a vrlo je često spominjao i s velikim poštovanjem Srila Prabhupada. To je prekrasno djelo koje slavi Krishna.
So he constantly refers to Krishna as the crest jewel.
I u tom se dijelu Krishna neprestano spominje kao krunski dragulj.
Navadvip is considered to be the crest jewel of all holy places.
Navadvip se smatra krunskim draguljem svih svetih mjesta.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Srila Prabhupada refers to the verse Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij as being the crest jewel of all teachings.
Srila Prabhupada ovaj stik naziva krunskim draguljem svih učenja, svih poduka.
This verse means that the living beings, Brahmanda Brahmite, the Brahmanda means the whole cosmos, all the creation, and Brahmite means one wanders throughout all the creation for many, many lifetimes.
Brahmanda znači cijeli kosmos, sve stvoreno, a Brahmite znači da osoba luta tim stvorenim svijetom tijekom mnogih i mnogih života.
Please remember, this is not your first birth.
Sjetite se da ovo nije vaš prvi život.
Can you imagine? You have been born millions of times before.
Možete li to zamisliti? Prije ovog života živjeli ste još već puno miliona puta.
Think about that. You've gone through old age, disease, and death, and rebirth millions of times.
Razmislite o tome, već ste milion puta prošli kroz starost, rođenje, smrt.
You were once Lord Brahma.
Jednom si ti bio Brahma.
You were also an Indragopa germ.
Bio si Indragopa bacil.
We wander throughout the universe taking one body after another.
Lutamo svemirom prihvaćajući jedno tijelo za drugim.
But when one becomes bhagyavan or fortunate, very, very lucky, and that's not bhagavan.
Ali kad osoba postane bhagyavan, jako, jako sretna, što nije, što se ne smije zamijeniti sa riječi bhagavan,
one comes in contact with a Vaishnava, a pure Vaishnava, and by his mercy, one gets the opportunity to become God conscious.
Onda dođe u dodir sa Bhaktom, sa Vaishnavom, i njegovom milošću dobije priliku da postane svjestan Boga.
So how does one get this good fortune? By Krishna's arrangement, from within the heart, he directs you.
Kako možemo postati tako sretni? Krishna je taj koji nas iznutra, iz našeg srca usmjerava.
By your desire, when you finally desire that I'm sick and I'm tired of this material world, I'm constantly suffering, there's no end to it, I want out.
Međutim, potrebna je i naša želja. Potrebno je da shvatimo da nam je već dosta tog materijalnog svijeta, da smo već umorni od svega toga i da želimo izaći iz njega.
And there was once a movie way before any of you can remember.
Jednom davno, davno prije bio jedan film.
Well, not all of you.
Možda se neke vrste pak mogu sjeti toga.
But you probably had, it wasn't a really big movie, but it was called Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Ali nije bio baš neki jako poznati film, možda se neko sjeća, zvao se Zaustavite svijet, želim sići.
So when you finally want to stop the cycle of birth and death, then Krishna from within the heart guides you to the association of a devotee of Krishna.
Kad konačno zaželite zaustaviti taj krug rađanja i umiranja, onda vas Krishna iznutra, iz srca, vodi do bhakte s kojim ćete se moći družiti.
And by their combined mercy, one attains love of Godhead.
I njihovom milošću dostižemo ljubav prema Bogu.
And that is the crest jewel of teaching for all humanity.
I to je krunska poduka za svo čovječanstvo.
There's also another song that we sing, Parama Karuna Pahidui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra Sabha Avatara Shara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda, that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the crest jewel of all incarnations of Godhead.
Postoji još jedna pjesma koju pjevamo i koja kaže da su gospodin Nityananda i gospodin Chaitanya krunski dragulji svih inkarnacija Boga.
And finally, there's a reference to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I thought was excellent. It's a quotation from a letter, not a letter actually, a commentary on a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in the early 60s before he came to the West, I believe.
Na kraju je tu komentar na pismo koje je Srila Prabhupada napisao negdje u ranih 60-ih godina prije nego što je došao na zapad, odnosi se na Saraswati.
It's really nice, and it actually gives you no doubt about what our duty is as members of the Krishna consciousness movement.
Daje vam sliku, jasnu sliku o tome što je naša dužnost kao članova pokreta za svjesnost Krišne. What's reprobate?
Reprobate means third class person, incorrigible, you know, someone who belongs in jail.
Stoga jedini način za trećerazredne ljude, nepopravljive, one za koje nema više nikakve nade, da bi jedini put na koji mogu postati malo pobožni je kroz druženje s baktama. Stoga željno očekujemo to vrijeme kada je, gledamo prema tom vremenu, kada je najbolji učenik krunskog grgulja svih Vaišnava, njegova božanska milost Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, dobio blagoslove svog duhovnog učitelja. Nakon što je dobio blagoslove svog duhovnog učitelja, žarko nadamo kada će Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, nakon što je dobio blagoslove svog duhovnog učitelja, ponovo doći k nama i blagosloviti čitav svijet, bez gubljenja vremena propovijedati poruku Šla Rupe Gosvamija i Šla Raghunadas Gosvamija. Šla Gosvi Kishor Das Babači je uvijek pokušavao razuvjeriti svog učenika Šla Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakuru htio ga uvjeriti da ne ide u Kalkutu, koji je on smatrao tvrđavom Kali Juge. Ipak, iako neki mogu misliti da je Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur prekršio naredbu svog gurua, on je propovijedao ne samo u Kalkuti, već i u drugim gradovima, glavnim gradovima Kali Juge, kao što su London, Berlin, Bombaj, Madras i Delhi. On se je žustro suprotstavio ideji gradnje hrama na nekom mirnom mjestu i pasivnom životu u manastiru. Predstavio je savršeni ideal kako iskoristiti, on je bio savršeni ideal kako iskoristiti svoju energiju 100% za služenje.
Maybe wondering what this crest jewel is on a Vaishnava.
Sad se već možda neki od vas pitaju šta je to, kakav je to taj krunski dragulj na Vaishnavi.
A Vaishnava has many, many qualities, but the crest jewel of all the qualities of someone who is dear to Lord Krishna or who is advancing in Krishna consciousness is humility.
Vaishnava može imati, odnosno ima jako puno odlika, ali taj krunski dragulj među svim tim odlikama osobe koja je jako draga Krišni ili koja napreduje na tom putu samospoznaje je poniznost.
In the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness, verses 8 through 12, some of the qualities of a self-realized soul are described.
U 13. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita pod naslovom Priroda uživate tjesnost u stihovima 8 do 12 opisane su neke od osobina samopoznate osobe.
So just to give you an idea of what those qualities are, this is a short list. We'll read in Croatian the translation.
Pročitat ćemo vam prijevod stiha samo da biste dobili predušku o tome o kakvim se osobinama radi. Poniznost, odsutnost ponosa, nenasilje, snošljivost, jednostavnost, prilaženje vjerodostojnom duhovnom učitelju, čistoća, postojanost, samoovladanost, odricanje od predmeta osjetilnog zadovoljstva, odsutnost lažnog ega, opažanje bijeda, rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti, odvojenost, nevezanost za djecu, ženu, dom i ostalo, staloženost u ugodnim i neugodnim okolnostima, neprestana, neokaljena predanost meni, težnja ka životu na osami, nevezanost za druženje s velikim brojem ljudi, shvaćanje važnosti samospoznaje i filozofska potraga za apsolutnom istinom. To proglašavam znanjem, a sve ostalo je neznanje.
So, of all the wonderful qualities of Srila Prabhupada, this amanitvam, or humility, was recognized by so many of Prabhupada's intimate servants and just the devotees in general. This was his most prominent quality.
Srila Prabhupada's osobni sluge, ali i bhakte uopće, su svi odmah uočavali tu njegovu najistaknutiju osobinu, amanitvam, poniznost.
So we'll read a little bit more from the purport. As for the knowledge outlined here...
How long?
Yeah,
but how long shall I go?
Oh, yeah. Just that paragraph.
Što se tiče znanja koje je ovdje izloženo, njegovi se elementi mogu pojasniti na sljedeći način. Poniznost znači da ne bismo trebali žudjeti za zadovoljstvom da nam drugi iskazuju počast. Materijalno shvaćanje života budi u nama žarku želju za uživanjem u počastima, ali iz gledišta čovjeka koji posjeduje savršeno znanje, koji zna da nije ovo tijelo, sve što se odnosi na tijelo beskorisno je, bilo čast ili nečast. Ne bismo trebali žudjeti za tom materijalnom varkom. Ljudi žele biti poznati po svojoj religioznosti i zato se kaskada, ne shvaćajući načela religije, pridružuju nekoj organizaciji čiji članovi ne slijede načela religije, ali se predstavljaju kao religiozni učitelji. Što se tiče istinskog napretka u duhovnom nauku, osoba treba na temelju ovih odlika prosuditi koliko je napredovala.
Now you can read the last paragraph. After going through all these qualities, this is what Krishna considers to be knowledge. Listen to what Srila Prabhupada says about knowledge.
Nakon svih ovih, nakon što nabroji sve ove osobine koje Krishna smatra znanjem, Srila Prabhupada ovdje na kraju komentara kaže: ovaj proces koji počinje poniznošću i nastavlja se do spoznaje vrhovne istine, apsolutne božanske osobe, nalikuje stubama koje vode od prizemlja do najvišeg kata. Idući tim stubama, mnogo ljudi dolazi do prvog, drugog ili trećeg kata, ali ako netko ne dođe do najvišeg kata, razumijevanja Krišne, nalazi se na nižoj razini znanja. Ako se želi nadmetati s Bogom i istodobno napredovati u duhovnom životu, bit će osujećen. Ovdje je jasno rečeno da razumijevanje nije moguće bez poniznosti. Onaj ko sebe smatra Bogom je najumišljeniji. Premda ga zakoni materijalne prirode uvijek osuđuju, živo biće zbog neznanja misli ja sam Bog. Stoga je amanifa poniznost početak znanja. Trebamo biti ponizni i znati da smo podređeni svevišnjem gospodinu. Živo biće biva podvrgnuto utjecaju materijalne prirode zato što se pobunilo protiv svevišnjeg gospodina. To moramo spoznati s čvrstim uvjerenjem.
Lord Chaitanya did not write any books, but he left us 8 verses which are the embodiment of all his teachings.
Gospodin Chaitanya nije pisao knjige, ali nam je ostavio 8 stihova u kojima je obuhvaćeno sva njegova učenja.
His followers, the 6 Goswamis, and thereafter so many other acharyas have written hundreds and hundreds of books.
Njegovi sljedbenici, šestorica Goswamija i poslije drugi acharya, napisali su na stotine knjiga.
But Lord Chaitanya, in a gradually increasing crystallization of his teaching, left these sikshastakam, 8 verses.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya nam je ostavio ovih 8 stihova sikshastake u kojima postupno se više pojašnjava svoje učenje.
You got that gradual crystallizing? No. You don't need to be humble, you're good. So, after describing that Sankirtan is the best process to purify the heart, and after stating that Krishna is his holy name, which is imbued with all his potencies,
nakon što je objasnio da je Sankirtan najbolje sredstvo za pročišćavanje srca i da je Krishna njegovo, da su Krishna i njegovo sveto ime istovjetni i da je Krishnino ime obdareno svim Krishninim energijama.
Lord Chaitanya gives us the only way we will ever hope to be able to chant the holy name constantly.
Gospodin Chaitanya nam ukazuje koji je jedini način na koji možemo neprestano pjevati sveto ime.
He says, Trinada pi suniche na torora pi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. When one feels oneself more humble, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and devoid of all sense of false ego, false prestige, not desiring respect for himself, but prepared to give all respect to others, in such a state of mind, one can chant Hare Krishna.
Kada se osjećamo poniznijim od travke i nižim od travke, kada se osjećamo tolerantnijim od drveta i nemamo nikakve želje da nam drugi ukazuju poštovanje, ali smo spremni svima drugima ukazati poštovanje, u takvom stanju uma možemo nesmisleno pjevati Hare Krishna.
So there are so many references to humility in Srila Prabhupada's books.
U Srila Prabhupadovim knjigama se vrlo često govori o poniznosti.
Right from the mood of great rishis and sages to that of very powerful, opulent kings.
Ona se spominje u vezi sa raspoloženjem velikih rišija, mudraca, ali isto tako i u vezi sa moćnim i bogatim kraljevima.
Even the greatest king or emperor was respected for his humility.
Čak su i najvećeg kralja i cara poštivali zbog njegove poniznosti.
So, what is this humility? Is it something for new bhaktas?
Što je ta poniznost zapravo? Je li to nešto što je namijenjeno samo novim baktama?
No, it is something for everyone, top to bottom, who wants to advance in devotional service. Unless you develop a humble attitude towards everyone, you can't make progress.
Ne, to je za svi, od vrha do dna, za svakoga ko želi napredovati u predanom služenju. Ako ne razvijete taj, ako ne razvijemo taj ponizan stav, ne možemo napredovati.
So I have compiled a few quotes from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is a very nice book on the life of Lord Chaitanya.
Imam ovdje nekoliko citata iz Chaitanya Bhagavate, jedne jako lijepe knjige o životu gospodina Chaitanya.
Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita deals with Lord Chaitanya's later pastimes and deals with the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavat deals with a lot of his childhood pastimes and youthful pastimes, and is more in the form of stories.
Chaitanya Bhagavata govori o, Chaitanya Charitamrita govori o kasnim danima Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i o njegovoj filozofiji, a Chaitanya Bhagavata govori o njegovom dječaštvu i mladosti i u njoj se nalazi više priča.
The Chaitanya Bhagavat was compiled by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who, like Krishna Das Kaviraj, was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Bhagavat was sastavio Vrindavan Das Thakur, koji je, kao i Krishna Das Kaviraj, bio suvremeni gospodina Chaitanya.
So, I think these are very, very nice. The title is, If Your Aim Is Love of Godhead, Beware of Vaishnav Aparad.
Naslov ovoga je, ako je tvoj cilj ljubav prema Bogu, čuvaj se Vaishnav Aparade.
Well, you might as well hear it in stereo. The Vaishnav devotees to the Lord are eternally pure and realized souls. Sometimes there are differences of opinion amongst them, which might appear like an argument, but in fact it is an amazing relationship between devotees. Foolish rascals who do not understand this exchange praise one Vaishnava and denounce the other. Such a mentality will lead to destruction of faith and knowledge.
Vaishnave, gospodinovi bhakte, vječno su čiste i spoznate duše. Ponekad među njima postoje razlike u mišljenjima koje se mogu doimati poput svađe, ali u stvari to je zapanjujući odnos među baktama. Budalasti nitkovi koji ne razumiju tu razmjenu hvale jednog Vaishnavu, a omalovažavaju drugog. Takav mentalitet će dovesti do uništenja vjere i znanja.
So, we should all understand that anyone who is sincerely taking up the path of Krishna consciousness is one in millions.
Trebamo shvatiti da
svaka
osoba koja je iskreno krenula putem svjesnosti Krišne, da je takva osoba vrlo rijetka, da je jedna, da se može naći jednu takvu osobu među milionima.
I mean, come on, it's Saturday night, it's a beautiful night, everybody in Rijeka is out on the beach or in the nightclubs or at the disco or getting drunk somewhere at home, maybe. Hardly anyone is sitting down with a group of other persons and discussing such heavy philosophy.
Pogledajmo samo, danas je subota, prekrasno je večer i većina ljudi je naokolo negdje po plažama ili se negdje opijaju ili se spremaju za disco ili za neki večernji izlazak. A malo tko sjedi ovdje u malobrojnoj grupici i raspravlja o tako.
Everyone has Saturday night fever, right? Only a pure Vaishnava has a taste for this Krishna katha. Katiyantascha mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. They get satisfaction and they enjoy hearing topics related to Krishna.
Samo čisti Vaishnava osjećaju privlačnost prema Krishni katha. Oni iz tih priča oni doživljavaju zadovoljstvo i užitak.
So they're all great souls. They may be on different levels of advancement, but they're all great souls.
Riječ je dakle o velikim dušama. One mogu biti na različitom stupnju napretka, ali su sve velike duše.
So we should be very, very careful about criticizing unnecessarily any Vaishnava.
Zbog toga trebamo jako paziti da bez potrebe kritiziramo nekog Vaishnava.
Any Vaishnava, no, any person who sides with a Vaishnava against another Vaishnava and criticizes him is destined to be destroyed.
Svaka osoba koja staje na stranu jednog Vaishnave protiv drugog Vaishnave i kritizira ga, predodređena je za uništenje.
So we talked about this Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, the Bhakti Lata, the creeper, the plant of devotional service, and how it grows.
Govorimo toga o toj Bhakti Lati, uzavici predanog služenja i o tome kako ona raste.
So the main weed, the main rodent, like a rat is a rodent, and these are all rodents, you know. Anyway.
Okay.
The main attacker of this plant is criticizing Vaishnavas. Hati Mata, it's the mad elephant offense.
Gladni porok, gladni glodavac koji prijeti toj biljci je Hati Mata. Vrijeđanje Vaishnava, kritiziranje Vaishnava, uvreda poludjelog slona.
If Vaishnavas are offended even by an assembly of renunciates, sannyasis, etc., such an assembly is more irreligious than a group of drunkards. For drunkards there is still a chance of salvation, but for those who are critical of Vaishnavas there is no hope for liberation.
Ako čak i skupina osoba u odvojnom redu života, sanjacija, uvrijedi Vaishnave, takva je skupina manje bezbožna od grupe pijanica. Za pijanice još uvijek postoji šansa za spas, ali za one koji kritiziraju Vaishnave nema nade za oslobođenje.
So just like I told you about the president of the company who told his employees, and you people really need this, and then he walked out. This is teaching that we all need to respect in our dealings with one another. It's not just for new people.
Sjetite se one priče s početka o šefu poduzeća koji je došao i svojim zaposlenicima rekao kako je za njih važno to što će se govoriti na tom skupu, a on je pritom otišao. Tako je i ovo isto nešto što važi za svih nas i čemu svi trebamo pokloniti pažnju, a ne samo novopridošlim.
Leaders lead by their example.
Vođe vode primjerom.
Lord Chaitanya absorbed the sin of Jagai and Madai into his own body. He then said, "Begin kirtan, then this black shroud of sin will lift from my body and enter the bodies of those who criticize the devotees of the Lord."
Gospodin Chaitanya je upio grijeh Jagaja i Madaja u svoje vlastito tijelo. Potom je rekao, počnite kirtan, tada će se taj crni veo grijeha podići s mojih tijela i ući u tijela onih koji kritiziraju gospodinove bhakte.
One never advances in spiritual life by finding faults in other Vaishnavas. In fact, only sinful reactions are increased. So give up your fault findings.
Osoba nikad ne napreduje u duhovnom životu nalazeći greške u drugim Vaishnavama. Zapravo se samo posljedice grijeha povećavaju. Stoga odbacite svu svoju sklonost ka traženju grešaka.
So, I know this personally so well that if you want to find fault, you can find fault with everybody in this movement all the way up to Srila Prabhupada.
Osobno mi je to jako dobro poznato. Ako želite, potražite grešku neku. Možete pronaći grešku u svakome, svakom pojedincu u ovom pokretu, sve do Srila Prabhupada, uključujući njega.
And if you want to find Krishna, you can find Krishna.
A ako želite pronaći Krishnu, можете пронаći Кришну.
It's this fault-finding mentality that we let ourselves get into that destroys us.
Taj mentalitet traženja grešaka u drugima je u koji dozvolimo da zavlada nama i ono što nas uništava.
Srila Prabhupada's mood was not to ignore faults that people had, but he would look for some good qualities and then fan the spark.
Srila Prabhupada nije ignorirao greške koje ljudi imaju ili čine, ali bi u njima tražio neku dobru odliku i onda bi raspirio tu iskricu.
So that should be everyone's attitude.
Takav bi stav svi trebali imati.
To criticize and find faults in pure devotees of the Lord is the most grievous offense against the holy name. O holy name, how can you bear the criticism against your pure devotees through whom your glories have been propagated? You can never tolerate criticism against those who have dedicated their lives in propagating the holy names of the Lord. Such offenders are annihilated.
Kritizirati i tražiti greške u čistim baktama gospodina je najozbiljnija uvreda svetom imenu. O sveto ime, kako možeš podnijeti kritike protiv tvojih čistih bakta kroz koje se šire tvoje slave? Ti nikada ne možeš podnositi kritike protiv onih koji su svoje živote posvetili širenju svetog imena gospodina. Takvi vrijeđajući su uništeni.
We'll go on to the second page, the fourth to the last one. At times one may see a certain elevated devotee quarreling with other devotees. This is all transcendental and happening by the desire of Lord Krishna. No one should side with any party because they are all most elevated Vaishnavas. To do so would certainly result in Vaishnava aparad.
Sljedeći citat je: povremeno osoba može vidjeti određenog uzvišenog baktu kako se svađa s drugim baktama. To je sve transcendentalno i događa se po želji gospodina Krišne. Nitko ne bi trebao stati na bilo čiju stranu, jer su svi oni najuzvišeniji Vaishnave, te bi taj postupak sigurno za posljedicu imao Vaishnava aparadu.
So, a Vaishnava, Mahatmanastu Mam Partha, Daivim Pakritim Ashrita. The devotee of the Lord is under the Daivi Ashraya, the transcendental shelter of the Lord. His activities are not forced by the law of karma.
Gospodinom Bhakta se nalazi pod transcendentalnim okriljem gospodina. Njegove djelatnosti se ne odvijaju po sili karma.
None of us are in a competition with each other.
Mi se međusobno ne takmičimo.
There is nothing like some game, some competition to see who can be the biggest devotee, who can play the best mridanga, who can manage the biggest amount of money or temples, or who can do this the best or that the best. It's not a competition.
Ovdje nije riječ o nekoj igri, o nekom takmičenju, nadmetanju u kojem svatko pokušava dokazati da je on najbolji u ovom ili onome, u sviranju mridange, u pravljanju, u povođenju ili bilo čemu. Ovo nije natjecanje.
We are all here in a competition against ourselves.
Ovdje se nadmećemo jedino sami sa sobom.
We want to see how much we can surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and the only person who is going to judge is going to be Krishna.
Želimo vidjeti samo koliko se možemo predati Krišninim lotosovim stopalima. A jedina osoba koja će prosuditi je sam Krishna.
And Krishna's representative, the spiritual master.
I Krišnin predstavnik, duhovni učitelj.
He is the external representative of Paramatma.
On je vanjski predstavnik Paramatma.
He helps Paramatma to do his job, to guide you spiritually.
I on pomaže Paramatmi da obavi svoj posao, da vas vodi na duhovnom putu.
So there is no utility in keeping bad thoughts in your mind against other Vaishnavas. No benefit to you.
Stoga je beskorisno u sebi hraniti zle misli prema drugim Vaishnavama. Od toga nemamo nikakve koristi.
We must have the faith that not a blade of grass can move without God's sanction.
Moramo vjerovati da se ni travka ne pomiče bez gospodinova odobrenja.
Devotees are interacting with one another by God's arrangement.
Bhakte održavaju međusobne odnose jer to uređuje Bog.
And we should wish all devotees well.
Svim bhaktama toga trebamo željeti dobro.
We should always try to be a positive influence in the lives of whoever we come in touch with.
Trebamo uvijek nastojati da pozitivno utječemo na život onih s kojima dolazimo u dodir.
And if we find faults in others, then we should try to set a good example ourselves.
Ako u drugima vidimo greške, onda trebamo pokušati sami primjerom pokazati kako treba napraviti stvari.
If we want to teach others to do devotional service, then we should make sure that we are engaged in devotional service ourselves.
Ako želimo druge podučiti kako da predano služe, onda trebamo mi sami predano služiti.
I can remember as a young man hating the attitude of our parents, because all young people at that time hated the hypocrisy of their parents. Do as I say, not as I do.
Sjećam se kako sam kao mladić mrzio stav svojih roditelja. Zapravo mi smo mrzili roditeljski stav koji se sastojao u koji se očituje u rečenici napravi kao što ti kažem, a ne onako kao što ja radim.
Srila Prabhupada was an avaduta. He did not have to follow any rules and regulations.
Srila Prabhupada je bio avaduta. On se nije trebao pridržavati nikakvih pravila ni propisa.
But he asked us to follow the four regulative principles and he followed them.
Ali on je od nas tražio da se pridržavamo četiri regulativna načela i onda ih se i on pridržavao.
He asked us to rise early for Mangal Arti and have a morning program and he slept less than any of us.
On je od nas tražio da ustajemo rano ujutro i da prisustvujemo jutarnjem programu, a on je bio taj koji je od svih nas najmanje spavao.
He asked us to chant 16 rounds a day and he chanted 16 rounds a day.
Od nas je tražio da mantramo 16 krugova dnevno i on je mantrao 16 krugova dnevno.
By his constant absorption in thinking of Krishna, he was chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. But he kept beads and practically showed us 16 rounds.
On je neprestano bio zaokupljen razmišljanjem o Krišni i zapravo je mantrao 24 sata dnevno. Ali ipak da bi nam pokazao, imao je brojanicu i mantrao je.
Someone who is on the stage of spontaneous devotion, they don't chant 16 rounds or they don't have to chant 16 rounds.
Osoba na razini spontane ljubavi ne mora mantrati 16 krugova.
Mother Yashoda doesn't get up in the morning and attend Mangal Arti.
Majka Yashoda ne ustaje ujutro da bi prisustvovala Mangal Arti.
You don't see Nanda Maharaj staying up late at night to finish his 16 rounds.
Ne možete vidjeti Nanda Maharaja kako do kasnog nije kako bi završio 16. krug.
So Srila Prabhupada was on that level of devotional service, but because he was our teacher, he showed us practically.
Srila Prabhupada je bio na toj razini predanog služenja, ali kako je bio naš učitelj, on nam je praktično to pokazivao što smo mi trebali činiti.
So this is the crest jewel on a Vaishnava, that he is so humble that he is prepared to teach everyone by setting a first class example himself.
Ta odlika je krunski drag na Vaishnavi. Toliko je ponizan da je spreman druge poučiti vlastitim primjerom.
He shows unlimited patience, unlimited tolerance, and is prepared to spend any amount of time with devotees to help them.
pokazuje neograničeno strpljenje i neograničenu toleranciju, spreman je provesti neograničeno vrijeme s bastama kako bi im pomogao.
When you develop that lifestyle, when you develop that mood, then your mind will be nicely situated for hearing the holy name, not listening to the holy name, but hearing the holy name, and there is a big difference.
Kada razvijete takav način života i takav stav, onda će vaš um biti u pravom raspoloženju da može čuti sveto ime, ne da sluša, već da ga čuje. Ta dva glagola postoje velika razlika.
So in conclusion, I would just like to say that this is an international family, and the qualities that devotees are encouraged to develop are all described nicely in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Kao zaključak bih htio reći, ovo je međunarodna obitelj, a osobine koje bi bhakte trebali razviti su sve lijepo opisane u Prabhupadinim knjigama.
Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura. By following the process of bhakti yoga nicely, correctly, one should develop good qualities.
Sljedeći na pravilan način proces bhakti yoga, razvit ćemo dobre odnose.
If one doesn't develop good qualities, then people can suspect that he's not following the process properly.
Ako ne razvijamo te odlike, onda se može posumnjati da ispravno ne slijedimo proces.
Phalena phalakaranam anumiyate. We judge something by the result.
Nešto prosuđujemo prema posljedicama.
And of all the qualities of a Vaishnava, the crest jewel, the most important of qualities, is this humility.
Među svim odlikama Vaishnave, najvažnija odlika, krunski dragulj među svim tim odlikama je poniznost.
We should accept the teachings of Lord Krishna as transcendental knowledge. We should accept the process of bhakti yoga as the highest spiritual technology.
Moramo prihvatiti učenja gospodina Krišne kao transcendentalno znanje, a proces bhakti yoga kao najuzvišeniju tehnologiju.
And we should be very, very happy. We should be consider ourselves very, very fortunate to have the association of other people to encourage us in our devotional service.
I trebamo se smatrati jako sretnim što se možemo družiti s drugim ljudima koji nas mogu ohrabriti, koji nas ohrabruju predanom služenju.
Even if these people are such that in our normal karmi life we would never spend 10 seconds with them.
Čak i ako je riječ o ljudima s kojima se u svom običajnom karmi životu ne bismo družili niti 10 sekundi.
Materially they don't appeal to us in any way.
Materijalno stanovište nam uopće nisu zanimljivi, privlačni.
But because they wear kanti mala and tilak on their head and chant Hare Krishna, they remind us of Krishna and they are the best association on this planet.
Ali obzirom da nose kanti malu i tilak i mantraju Hare Krishna, oni nas podsjećaju na Krishnu i najbolje su društvo na ovom planetu.
In that way, we should try to remain humble and you will be able to survive in Krishna consciousness up to the end of this life, when you will be rewarded with eternal life full of bliss and knowledge.
Stoga trebamo pokušati ostati ponizni i na taj način ćemo biti u stanju preživjeti u svjesnosti Krishne do kraja, dok ne dođemo do, do kao nagradu za sve to ne dobijemo vječni život pun blaženstva i znanja.
One of the reasons why the British Empire was so successful and lasted so long. was that every young British boy was taught and actually chanted, "England, with all thy faults, I love thee."
Razlog uspješnosti i dugovječnosti britanskog imperija, jedan od razloga je bio taj što su svi mladi, sve mlade Britance učili da redovito uzvikuju Britanijo sa svim tvojim greškama, volim te.
So let us see the leaders of ISKCON Croatia, the leaders of ISKCON Rijeka, develop wonderful qualities of humility and train other devotees in humility and live together very peacefully executing Krishna consciousness.
Toga se nadamo da će svi vođe ISKCON-a u Hrvatskoj i u Rijeci razviti tu prekrasnu odliku poniznosti, obučiti, odgojiti druge kako da postanu ponizni i spokojno živjeti u svjesnosti Krišne.
Let us judge by Prabhupada's description of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Prosudimo prema Prabhupadovom opisu Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura.
He vehemently opposed the idea of constructing a temple in some quiet spot.
On se žutro suprotavljao ideji o gradnji hrama na nekom mirnom mjestu.
And leading a passive and uneventful life in the monastery.
I pasivnom životu u samostanu.
He represented perfectly the ideal of utilizing 100% of one's energy.
Predstavljao je savršen ideal toga kako se može 100% svoje energije iskoristiti.
In God's service. For the spiritual upliftment of humanity.
Doprinoseći duhovnom uzdizanju čovječanstva.
Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, "One who has got life, he can preach."
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati običavao govoriti, "Onaj u kojemu je još nešto života može propovijedati."
So only when we act together in a mood of friendship and love and understanding as a family can we develop the enthusiasm to go out and preach about this wonderful mission to others.
Samo kada razvijemo međusobne odnose pune prijateljstva i razumijevanja poput obiteljskih, moći ćemo sakupiti dovoljno entuzijazma da izađemo na ulicu i propovjedamo drugima.
So this is one of the most important duties of the leaders, to engender this spirit in the community.
Jedna od najvažnijih dužnosti vođa da u zajedništvu uscijepi takav duh.
Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Any jokes? Anything at all? There was a movie in America called The Day After. Anybody hear of that movie, The Day After? Did you see it? Yeah, okay. So what I remember from that movie was this guy on his wireless radio. And he's broadcasting out into the airwaves. Is there anybody out there? Anybody at all? Anybody, please answer me. Is there anybody out there? So in conclusion, I would like to say, is there anybody out there? Anybody at all? Any questions? Okay. Yes, sir.
Why is it so important to change color? Why not some color?
Im- important to change
character.
Character? Why is it important to change character?
Not some other characteristics.
Change some other characters instead of changing one's own character.
Why is so important to change our character? Why not some other characteristics?
Okay, anyway, as I understood it, why is it important to change one's character? The real reason is you're trying to prepare yourself for entering the kingdom of God.
Pravi razlog za to je zato što nastojimo se pripremiti za ulazak u kraljevstvo Božje.
Everything here is practice.
Sve ovo što ovdje radimo je vježba.
We are not yet sadhus.
Još nismo sadhu.
We are called sadhakas.
Nazivamo se sadhakama.
Which means people who are practicing to become sadhus.
To znači ljudi koji vježbaju kako bi postali sadhu.
So we practice worshiping Krishna by Archa Vigraha.
Mi vježbamo obožavanje Krishne pomoću Archa Vigraha.
We practice focusing our mind on the Supreme Form.
Vježbamo usredotočivanje svog uma na vrhovni oblik.
We practice developing humility by rendering service to other Vaishnavas.
Vježbamo razvijanje poniznosti služenjem drugih Vaishnava.
However they appreciate our service doesn't matter. We benefit from our own attitude of humility.
Pritom nije važno kako oni gledaju na našu službu i koliko je cijene. Mi smo ti koji imamo koristi od svoje poniznosti.
The spiritual master is another kind of deity. He is simply acting as a representative of Krishna and he is accepting our service.
Duhovni učitelj je još jedan drugi oblik božanstva. On djeluje kao druga vrsta božanstva. On djeluje kao Krishnin predstavnik i prihvaća našu službu.
We're not worshiping him per se, but we're practicing to worship Krishna. You can't make a mistake over there.
Mi ne obožavamo njega zbog njega samo, već vježbamo kako obožavati Krišnu. Tamo gore ne možete napraviti grešku.
In order to enter Krishna's abode, you have to be free from lust, anger and greed and envy and illusion and
da biste ušli u Krišnino prebivalište, morate se osloboditi požude, pohlepe, gnjeva, zavisti, iluzije.
So here you get a chance to practice.
I onda ovdje imate priliku to izvježbati.
And you're changing your character.
I tako mijenjate svoj karakter.
Is that okay? Did I answer your question or?
Okay.
Yes.
Govorili smo o ponosnosti da je najvažan broj jedan u služenju. Recimo, zanima me kako znati uopće da smo im malo ponosni. Na koji način sami sebe?
How can we judge that we are humble? How can we tell that we are humble?
Well, we can never be humble enough.
Nikad ne možemo biti dovoljno ponizni. How can we tell that we are at least a little bit humble?
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a system within his mutt.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur je u svom mutu imao određen način kako to raditi.
He asked every brahmachari to every day do some little service to five other